Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, provides an update on Congress's preparations to begin writing the 2023 Farm Bill. Langley discusses the upcoming opportunities and challenges that will impact the upcoming bill and the cotton industry. The House Agriculture Committee is already holding hearings that are expected to continue throughout the remainder of the year. Recent hearings have included testimony from the commodity groups, including the National Cotton Council. Current discussions are focusing on the economic environment that producers are facing and whether the current Farm Bill safety net is designed and capable to respond as necessary.
Congress is already beginning work on preparing for writing the 2023 Farm Bill. The current Farm Bill we're working under now does not expire until the end of 2023. So Congress really has from this point through most of next year to get the new bill developed. Some of the initial work began in the last few weeks with the House Agriculture Committee holding a series of hearings, and those are expected to continue throughout the course of this year. Last week, one of the hearings at the House Agriculture Committee was focused on Title I of the Farm Bill, or the commodity programs and safety net programs for farmers. And the committee heard from most of the major commodity organizations, including the National Cotton Council, where we had one of our growers from Georgia testify, Jacqueline Ford, who's a cotton farmer in Jenner. And the discussion during that committee between the organizations that were presenting, as well as the members on the committee, really focused around the current economic environment that producers are facing. Obviously, many commodities, including cotton, are experiencing a strong market today. But at the same time, they're seeing their major inputs increase in price and cost, whether that be fertilizer, fuel, crop protection products, seed, almost across the board, all of their production costs are increasing. So there was a lot of discussion about that and whether the current Farm Bill safety net is really designed and capable to respond as necessary to those type of that type of environment. And so, you know, one of the things was, in the next Farm Bill, does it need to take more of a focus on protecting the margin for producers and not strictly be based on price support or revenue support levels? So that was one of the takeaways from that hearing. Going forward, again, we expect both the Senate and House Agriculture Committees to hold a number of hearings throughout this year. Those will be additional hearings here in Washington, as well as some around the country, field hearings and listening sessions that will be held where they can gather additional input from farmers and others within other stakeholders within agriculture. As we look ahead to developing that next Farm Bill, obviously the committees are going to face a number of challenges, whether that be budgetary and whether or not there will be new budget resources available to make some of the enhancements or improvements that may be needed in the next Farm Bill. And then, of course, politically, we'll have to see what happens with the midterm elections later this year. And that will certainly mean, because of retirements by members of Congress, there will be a number of new members on the House Agriculture Committee and probably some new faces on the Senate Agriculture Committee as well. And we could have some shuffling in leadership atop both of those committees also. And so those are all things that we think will have a bearing on what the focus and priorities might be for the committees next year, which is really when most of the actual writing and development of the new Farm Bill will occur is in 2023. So the National Cotton Council is continuing our efforts both internally to make sure we're prepared to put forward the best recommendations for our industry as part of those discussions, and then working with our colleagues and other commodity groups and across agriculture to try to be united in our front to ensure that Congress approves a new Farm Bill that will provide the strongest and most effective and equitable safety net possible going forward.